So there are some mistakes here. The, in the material Buddha Purusha text, the, there's the praised Buddha, Bodhisattva Buddha. There's one point right now. So here, the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha praised Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha. This is. But this, what comes up, this is the Guru, then what we recite before the teaching, praise the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, and then the praise the homage to the Triple Gems, Sripa Dhamma Sangha. So, that part, of you, here you don't need, you don't need this, this extra, just extra word inside, extra just fell inside, in the middle of the Mithya, somebody is, came inside. Manifested. So the part, you know, down to the which page, down to the 88, you don't need that. Down to the 88, the last spirit sort of draw ashore. They they made the transformer be liberated from the ocean sometimes. So that you don't need. That way normally we recite before the teachings. Then there's other, you know, other times, you see. And that, so not, that part, not page
86 to 88.
Then the 89, the first two lines.
And 89.
89, the first two lines, it doesn't need. Then also, there's another one. You know, in regards to wrong line prayer. I don't know how it's written in Chinese. The long line prayer here. Where is it? There was a long line prayer. Seems the long lap. There's a long lap prayer. You see the Lama also says long lap prayer. Page 80. I think there was a Mickey Mouse long lap prayer. Page 78. Page 70, this is the most long prayer. Then there's a long prayer. It says Jalui Shabden in Tibetan. I don't know how it is in Chinese. What does Chinese say? It says Chudun Misi. It says Chudun Misi long prayer. Yeah. It says in Tibetan, Jalushabdha means Hisun Dalama's long prayer. In Tibetan, that's what it says. So that Tibetan is mistaken there. The Jalushabdha, it says, it is usually with Hisun Dalama's long prayer. So Chinese is correct, but it's the Tibetan is. So then here, the increasing merits and the excellent prayers. See, that comes before, that comes on page 84. So that should brought down at the end. That should bring down at the end of the practice. You know, when you finish the auspicious prayer. After auspicious prayer is done. At the very bottom of the auspicious prayer, I think, which I haven't done yet. I mean, it could be done just before auspicious prayer, could be done, but
this one, right?
the long line prayer. Also, I need to check what is the place to the long line prayer. Not long line prayer can be done after long line prayer. Also, can be done after a special prayer or just before a special prayer can be done. Okay. So where we stopped? Where did you stop before? Where was left? Which page?
863.
863. Oh, okay. Yeah, click on.
Choge de be nam barbe de Thank you.
Auspicious prayer. This is just what I need all at one time. Looks, yes, I don't know, maybe I'll check with the Tibetan text, but it looks a little bit, but I'm a little bit confusing. So, the, okay, so, you can start the, so, the Mithya Buddha prayer. Mithya Buddha prayer. That was done? When? Last year? When you recited last year? All our prayers to be explained in the Buddhist, this is the name, then the other one, this the monastery of the Tribute of Chazo, that the Buddhist name, 2x, whatever we pray to be explained. So if you, it's there, so it's there in Chinese. This is what the Chaitanya means, Buddha come back. As soon as Dalai have stabilized all the holy species immediately. That's all the holy beings, different traditions, and when this world wanted to benefit others, they meet, to have, so we did all the medicine. Chaitanya made close by our fathers, them to have long life, all the holy species immediately. There, under the condition, gurus, Jabji Demalajan, which is to them, and then the gurus who passed away and all the whatever intention they have, which is in the back class, to exercise the material and then to return back soon. And turn Dharma will for us in this world. It's quite possible. Kare rave ayam kore ayam ishin kama indire ayam bendang ayam dewa ayam maru ayam juni ene chere ayam sewa ayam dende ayam jato ayam
shakir
then as soon as we see to be fulfilled, let me say that. Everyone in this, especially in this world, and especially the leaders of the world, whole world. So that we have perfect peace and happiness for all the millions of people in this country. They are guided in the path of the innermost path of peace and happiness, okay? Then the second one.
The third one is
to be generated in the hearts of all the Muslim people and in all their hearts, without delay. Second, as well as all other religious people's hearts. Okay, that. And this will start in the hearts of the leader of the top leaders of the mainland China. Those who control over the mainland China, the country, so in their hearts. Okay, that. So then anyone who has harmful thoughts to harm the world, to harm others in the midst, but the Jesus to be generated within them, without delay, second, okay? And if it's hard, in his heart, but the Jesus may be increased. Chanjo, yes, I may do, I am
born.
And may the sickness get healed, and whatever sickness, the image get healed, and then may the free from spirit harms, and then may the fire it cause. So myself in the midst to me, being just merely being this universal conscious house, cause them, say, since they may live in this universe, welcome to this house. that find faith in the refuge, the Dharma Sangha and Karma, and exercise all kinds of compassion, bodhicitta, immediately. and this whole world filled with perfect peace and happiness. no harm each other. Whatever they live, they love only benefit each other. Okay. And then complete path to enlightenment, and all their wishes, all their wishes be succeeded, wishes for happiness be succeeded. So after having explained Bodhisattva, then all their wishes be succeeded. may war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, sickness, dangerous fire, water, earthquakes, all these whatever is happening, may it be stopped immediately. May nobody in this world experience these things forever. This was the state I made as a clock, but I was telling them as a clock to others. all those who were alive from my promise, brothers, names given to all those who died, and numberless helping hands, animals, all those then may the image get liberated from all those sufferings, ring and pure end with the enlightened, or may they receive perfect in body, may the perfect mind, good mind, the teaching, may they achieve enlightenment as well as possible. then, and that includes all any family members that your family members have passed away. So we did call the marriage also there. the other ones to be born pure land, where they can be enlightened, or to receive perfect human body and from young time to ordination of renunciation, and then to have meaningful life from. I make their life as a meaningful from young time and without wasting in the practice Dharma, you see, living Dharma. Then they say, by meeting perfectly qualified by my guru, doing all the action by realizing the Buddha, this guru devotion, then. doing all action, most pleasing of the mind, which friend, doing the basis, then train the mind in the deepest aspect of past moment, and then two stages. achieve the Bajitata state, which is the seven qualities. Okay? As quick as possible. In that life. Did all the past the vision marriage completely marriage club others? to oneself, one's own family members. then all your family members, and then all the organizers in the FMD. Responsibility here, those who are doing all the taken care of the centre, making it beneficial for centre events. So everyone, all the rest of the students, and all the students in the permanent organisation, and all those who give up, all those so many who give up their life, sacrifice their life for the organisation, their service to the invitation for that. All the supporters, all the benefactors, the organisation. to have a long life, to be healthy, all the wishes be succeeded immediately according to our Dharma, especially the actualized the Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching unified through Tantra in this very life and with everyone's heart without a second, okay? And also in the center there we have many resident teachers. So yeah, I guess it you may, I guess get away, and all the resident teachers and all in the parent center, everyone have a long life and to be healthy, you know, all the wishes to attend the part and to benefit from something, everything to be succeed, actualized, okay? Without an obstacle. Benefit of sending means that. May all the sanghas in the organization and able to complete this which understanding the realization of in this very lifetime by living in pure vinaya and receive only all the protections in their lives. And may all the material Buddha, they find the fit material statues, all the rest of the material Buddha statues. So building different parts of the world, may all this be actualized and immediately without an obstacle, and made the most beneficial for all the endeavors, and as well as all the rest of the whole object. And there is causes quickest way to purify the endeavors, and the cause of the consciousness may bring the enlightenment as possible. Then, through that, by making this all these holy objects that not only the spiritual benefit which I explained before and the social benefit, so many people, thousand people, they find job and they can feed their families, like India, so forth, you know, Mongolia, that you see many places there, they are able to feed their family. They educate their children. So there's so many social benefits. and the work what they're doing is a purifying, collecting merit, not just building company, not just a building company or making or like building Disneyland or something like that. It's not like where there's no special benefit like that. Building company or making many hundreds, you know. Many hundreds of tower, you know, they, or, you know, business, you see. So not like that. See, yeah. Even their work is, you know, everything becomes cause of enlightenment. You see, the work with what they do is the statue. So, however, so all those people who are doing work. Like kuli porters, you know, all the people doing labor and the design, all the people who do different part of job, building a statue and designer and architect and all that, all the porters and all the whatever, may they able to actualize the good version and take place by aspect of enlightenment and achieve two stages. Achieve enlightenment while they're building the statue, while they're working on the statue, building the statue, attend the path to enlightenment. And so like that, develop the mind path, you know, while they're working with the statue. Then all those people, all those who, people who give time, donations, and you see, what people suppose they give ideas or even ideas, you know, so to build the Holy Church, you see. So may all those they be able to meet him, meet him with the teachings, you see. They will meet him, they will meet. Then attend the path, then achieve enlightenment as quick as possible. To be guided by Mithya Buddha in all the lifetimes. Okay? So by building all these holy objects in the different parts of the world, then so many sentiments get the opportunity to purify their mind and collect merits through this. Only then they can develop compassion. Only then they chance to develop compassion, bodhicitta. Then to bring perfect peace in their life and in the world. So that's how it helps. Without purifying mind, without correct merit, there's no way to generate compassion, bodhicitta, this realization. So that's how the statue, this holy object, bring world peace. Besides, as I explained in the past, by existing the holy objects, then it helps to exist the teaching of the Buddha. By existing the teaching of the Buddha, then only then sentient beings receive happiness. So from where comes sentient happiness? From the teaching of the Buddha. So from good karma. Good karma. So they have to learn good karma. If there's no teaching, they don't have to learn, you see, about karma. All the realization of path to enlightenment, okay? There was method to achieve not only happiness to all the coming future life, but liberation and enlightenment. So all this happiness, then there's any teaching the Buddha exists in this world. So again, all the holy objects help for that, exist teaching this world. So that's how, again, one way to understand how the say world peace, you know, the sentiment happy peace, say depend on the holy objects, okay? So I think it's three times I dedicate all the merits to be able to follow holy examples of the substance of the Buddha, because it realizes I dedicate all the merits, same way three times I dedicate the merits. Example above.
勇猛文殊如是了，转法大行普贤菩萨亦如是。未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切三十善士，从众中最善，为行普贤菩萨。为行普贤菩萨，将此善根各个。 Yeah. Whoever has offered to his son as Dalai Lama, so I think the, this one, so I think his son is the offering to her. Maybe want to, she can make a hat.
some of the hats, you know, on the roof. So, the assistant to Sophia, so, and of course, then, skies of numberless things for translate the past, present, future. I think I mentioned some days ago about one from the center. Here I would like to say again because I was talking among many subjects as a so I may not notice. So as I said that the Dharma here, Dharma Center, it's my heart, and so therefore the Sanghas must help. So the Sanghas who are staying in Taipei must help. I must help the center. This one has a responsibility. One has a responsibility to help. So here I think they are helping very much in working together. But there seems not not happening. So must be harmonious. Must help the center, the Taipei Service Center. That's the first center. That's the very first center. where the originally was the sangha here in the Epiphany organization were ordained. so the that was the first center. So that I think it is not fair that not helping the Taipei center, so must should say also you need to practice generosity. it follow the Bodhisattvas. If you're following the Hinayana and the path, it's okay. But if you're following mine, if you're following the Bodhisattva's path, you must help. So, do that what you say. So, as I mentioned in the past, that night, you see, of course, when there's different things, when there's things to do, of course, so can discuss different views, diverse different views than other with others. There will be, has to be, of course there will be different views much of the time, because different view, different karma, different way of thinking, different intelligence, you see. So of course there's a different view. But, you see, sometimes that is more beneficial than other people. Sometimes somebody else's view is more beneficial than the diary. So it all has to be analyzed. Which one has less shortcomings, less problems, which one has more benefit. So there's great benefits, middle benefits, small benefits. So if you can do all three, you can do great benefit, middle benefit, small benefit. All three is good. If not, then you give up the small benefit, do the great benefit, and middle benefit. Even that's difficult, then you do only the great benefit, leave the you see, the two other benefits. So like that, according to capacity, you see. like that, you see. So it all has one mind, but it can be discussed to be useful. by analyzing whichever is more benefit, then there can be, can be the decision that can be taken. So this way, center becomes more beneficial, for sending things. That's about it, yeah. So there will be more discussion. the other day, I just talked, advice, but there's been the actual discussion, see, consultation, so there should be tomorrow, and so there should be, or, I don't know, Kaohsiung, at the hero of Kaohsiung, or Taipei, also, there should be a discussion among the, to understand each other. So I think very important, the Sangha, I think it's extremely important, very, very important, Buddhism, Buddha Dharma, teaching Buddha, the very core, the very heart is the Sangha. So, so you see Sangha existing, Sangha, increasing then the practice, Sangha's activity benefiting Buddha, teaching Buddha, the practice, learning. However, all that thing comes from one thing that root of the path from enlightenment, root of the path from enlightenment is correctly devoting to strength. So everything comes from that. Not so good. Then you see all the rest of the life. Then yo-yo. Then is. Can't really develop one path, and also one many unhappiness, one sin is also many unhappiness, even this life, many disappointment and like that. So anyway, so that's so but one thing, I'm very happy here. Not the Sangha, but I think it's been quite a number of years ago. There's been different times ordained. But compared to Western Sangha, the Chinese Sangha lasts a long time. That's what I thought this time. In the West, we have so many Western Sangha now. But however, seems much more difficult in the West, the Sangha to last. So here in Taiwan, it seems able to last a long time. So most states, you see. So there, that. I think one thing that I appreciate very much for the, I think that's one progression in Taiwan, so that very extremely important one. So I think so very happy with that, and I would thank to all the Sangha from both my heart. The Chinese Sangha lasts a long time.
Yeah, I just reached this part.
Brief mention that.
Okay.
So, helping the way you live, whether it's a home, whether it's a family, whether it's a Dharma center where you live, it is a natural thing. I mentioned before, unless you are following the hidden and the path, but also you see, I mentioned that, but that comment which means seeking happiness for oneself, but
not to see the nothing to benefit others to help others. So but here you see it's normal, it's a very normal thing that if you say you're living in the family living in the family, so you help the family, you see. You live in Dharma Center, that's where you see, so you help there. That's a very normal thing. Even non-Buddhist, even not being Buddhist, that's normal human nature to help. You see. So then I say, so of course, even non-Buddhist, it's very natural to you see to help. You see. So of course, then being Buddhist, of course, then now here practice Mahayana Buddhism, following Buddhist of path. Then of course, that's the main, that main focus is to help others. You see. So comes the helping center. Just comes that comes. You see, the Lamrim practice has good devotion practice. There are many reasons why to help the center. The sangha community and to help each other. And there are many reasons for that. So then center benefit. Center is to benefit from sentient beings. You see, to spread Dharma, causing sentient beings to practice Dharma, come there to the meditation, to purify, to collect merits, to meditate power, to enlightenment. To liberate from the lower elements, bring to enlightenment. So that's it. So that's about it. So good night. Thank you. Good morning.